Thank God for the choir. God bless you. You will not only sing here, you will sing in heaven in Jesus' name. Shall we just pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, for gathering us here this morning. Thank you, Father, for keeping each and every one of us alive and for the salvation of our soul also. We are about to listen to your word. Father, minister to us in Jesus' name. As I stand before your children, touch my lips of clay and let your name be glorified in everything that we shall do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want us to open our Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. And I'm going to read verses 16 and 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. If you are there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you are here to open it, say, wait for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. I read, when I applied mine heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is that neither day nor night seeth sleep with his eyes. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Brethren, one area where most of us have missed it is in the area of thanksgiving. If you look at this particular scripture, people engage in work daily. They run up and down to look for what they will eat. Sometimes we pray before we go after it. Sometimes we don't pray. But God, in his mercy, we ensure that all these things that we are looking for, we get them. But we always fail to say, thank you, Father. Forgetting that everything that we have here on earth is given to us by God. The Bible says, he's the giver of good and perfect gift. But one thing we fail to do is always to give thanks to him. You know, sometimes when our parents, when they do things to us, when they give us things, we just take it for granted that it is their responsibility. And we don't look back to say, thank you for this thing that you have done. And we are missing a lot because we don't say thank you. Because I remember to say thank you to my dad, you know, before he died. I was in school. I spent my school fees. And I needed money to complete because I went with some people to lodge in a private hostel, which is more expensive than the school hostel. And I used part of my school fees, the tuition fee, in order to complement for that. And I was unable, you know, to balance my school fees. And to compound the problem, the remaining that was with me, I used it to play pool so that when I win, I will now use it to pay. And lo and behold, by the time the result came out, all the games I nabbed and palmed were postponed. So my problem was compounded. Well, it was when I now wrote to my dad to say, thank you for all that you have done for me. I know you have been wonderful to me. You have been this, you have been that. My dad took that letter to my mom to tell my mom, I'm sure you are the one that taught your son to write this one. And before I knew it, the money came and I was able to pay. Because I said, thank you, daddy. We have examples in the Bible of some people. They worked hard. They believed that their strength made them to achieve all that they achieved. The song that we just sang, said, God is my strength. God is my shield. God is my rock. That is why David is a special being amongst all people that God used. He told God, when my heart is overwhelmed, take me to a rock that is higher than I. A rock that can sustain me. A rock that can be my shield. A rock that can provide for me. Samson, God gave him the strength. He won a battle. Do you know what he did? He ascribed the victory to the ass, the jawbone of an ass that he used in defeating the enemy. He dedicated that victory to the jawbone that he used for that victory. Saul, God from nowhere made him a king. He did not remember at any time to say thank you, Father. There was no time in the Bible that Paul went to God to say thank you. And what was the result? You all saw what happened. We knew what happened to Paul in the Bible. Saul in the Bible. Herod spoke, and the people were saying, this is the voice of God. This is the voice of God. It's not the voice of man. And he was eaten by worm immediately. We labor. We go out daily in search of things that we eat, in search of things that will make us comfortable in life, forgetting that if God has not intervened in our affairs, it will have been difficult for us to achieve all these things. So what is Thanksgiving? When we say Thanksgiving, what do we exactly mean by Thanksgiving? It is to acknowledge the favor or benefit done to us, especially by God. God is daily loading us with benefits. Daily loading us with benefits. The fact that you are here today is enough to say thank you, Father. Because there are some people, they slept yesterday, they did not wake up today. It's not that they die of old age or whatever, but because it just happened that way. But that is never your case. You are here this morning because God has kept you. You are here this morning because God fought a battle for you overnight, and you are victorious, and you are here today. Praise the Lord. There's a prayer that we always need to pray, you know. David says something about Moses. I think Isaiah. He said, he showed Moses his way, but the children of Israel his acts. We must not always go after the acts of God. We must know the way of God. What exactly is God requiring from us? What will make God to be happy with us? He showed Moses his way because Moses positioned himself to know the way of God. Others were saying, we will stay here. You just go and hear from God and come and tell us what God is telling you. They wanted to hear of God from Moses. They did not want to know the ways of God. We need to know the ways of God. What are the things that God requires from us? One thing that God desires from us is praise. If you don't give the glory to him, in Habakkuk, in Malachi chapter 2, verse 2 or so, he said, if you don't give that glory to him, he will place a curse. In fact, he said, those people are even cursed already. If they don't give glory to God, that they are cursed already. God will not curse us in Jesus' name. I said, God will not curse us in Jesus' name. So the first reason why we should give thanks is because we are alive. Because we are alive. The second reason is because of your salvation. By reason of, if you are alive, there is hope for you to become whatever you want to become in life. A dead man cannot praise God. You know, there is a passage in Job that says, if a tree should fall and die, once it scents water again, it will sprout to life. So, if you are alive, there is still hope. You can achieve whatever you want to achieve. But if one is dead, there is no hope again. The second reason is because of the salvation of your soul. at least you are saved. You have known the right way. You have chosen the right path already. I remembered when we were young, very young. You know, when we see, just as Deborah said the other time, that they used to see them assess you. Some of our colleagues that were born again then, when we see them, we look at them as people wasting away their lives. That is the way we see them. And that is the way people see you. That you are wasting away your life. Whereas you are the one that is having life. We see them as people that have been rejected. People that have no future. People that cannot make it in the world. Whereas they are the ones following the right path. So for the fact that you are born again, you should give thanks to God. What about our provisions? God provides for us at all times. We don't know. We think it is through our labor. I worked hard. I went to the university. I graduated. I got a very good job, very well-paying job. You would think you are the one that is doing it by yourself. But it's God that is working behind the scene to ensure that all these things are getting to you smoothly. There is the story of this man. I don't know whether the story is true or not. But just look at the scenario and see what God is doing in one's life. The man was shipwrecked and he found himself on an island. So he prayed to God for deliverance, at least to be able to go back to see civilization and go back to his family. One day on that island, he built a hut for himself and he was living in that hut. So one day on that island, he just went in search of food. And by the time he returned, the hut was in flames. The man was distressed, he was disturbed. And he started blaming God. You brought me here. I have prayed for you to deliver me. The little hut that I'm using to cover myself, you set it on fire again. As he was doing that, he now saw a ship coming. And the ship came, and they located him, and they took him away from that place. He now asked the captain, said, how did you know that I was in that place? The captain said, we saw your SOS signal, the fire that you made. That made us to locate you there. The man thought God had forgotten him completely. Whereas God used a calamity to bring salvation to him. That's how God is working in the life of each and every one of us. We may not know, but let me tell you, my brother, my sister, God is at work in your life. I say God is at work in your life. I want to give just a testimony, you know. Because I know God is working in my life financially. Anytime I'm in need of anything, any finance, you'll be there for me. And one thing you need to realize also is that God, we always set, make a reference. You will have something you can refer to. That God that did this, that period, is the one that can still do it now. He will always do something for you that you can refer to. A point of reference in your life that will make you to believe that God can still do it. My wife got a job a long time ago. And she was to go for medical. They needed medical examination for her to start that job. And we needed how much? 400 naira. I don't know whether that should be about £1 something here. Now, just one, let's say £1. 400 naira, we needed it, but the money was not there. We went to camp, we came back. In fact, I collected my salary, but we have already dispensed everything. So the remaining money with me was my tithe, and I put it in an envelope and in my back pocket. We returned from camp, we got home. I wanted to have a shower. I just removed the envelope from my pocket and put it on the bed. And I saw 400 naira beside that envelope. So my first reaction was, the money dropped from the tithe. I counted the tithe, it was intact, and I saw 400. God miraculously provided. How the 400 got there, I do not know. But at that moment, God provided. I wanted to pay my children's school fees. At the same time, I wanted to further my own studies too. The money was huge for all of us. I was processing my own, forgetting that I have to pay for my children first. But God made me to get to the peak of my own preparation before he brought me down and said, no, you are not going anywhere. And the money I used as deposit for my own was the one I now used for my daughter. And when it was time for me to pay another school fees again, because I did not even know how it would come. You know, my wife is the one that is always pushing me. No, she must go there. She must go to this school. She must do this school. Her faith is stronger than mine. And miraculously, God provided a job that made me to be able to pay that school fees without problems. Brethren, God is always at work in our lives. God is always at work in our lives. Let me quickly, because I think I have less than 15 minutes now or so. So, there are mysteries surrounding Thanksgiving. Mysteries surrounding Thanksgiving. You don't give thanks to God alone just for the fun of giving it. God desires it. And whenever you do it, God is positioned to give you something, you know, in return for that praise, for the thanksgiving, for the glory that you are returning to him. If you look at the example of Jesus, you know, anything that he wants to do, he will just go to the Father and say, thank you, Father, because I know you always hear me. Thank you, Father, because I know you always hear me. We should imbibe that habit. There is no prayer that God will not answer unless you pray amiss, unless you want to consume it upon your lust. But if it is something that you actually need, God will answer you. As a bona fide child of God, if God can answer the hidden, God will definitely answer you. They are not as important as you. In fact, whatever God is giving them is laid up for you, for your own enjoyment, because it will still come back to you. So know today that God is there for you. Always give thanks to him, and you will see the mystery behind thanksgiving. Number one mystery is that it paves way for fresh impact. God said, I will anoint you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. I anoint you with the oil of gladness. It gives you a fresh impact. It makes you to receive fresh gifts from God. In Psalm 89, verse 1, David said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. And then in verse 20 to 24, it says, I have found David my servant with my holy oil. Have I anointed him with whom my hand shall be established. My arm also shall be strengthened, shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down the foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. Now, look at verse 1 of that scripture. David said, I will praise the Lord. He said, I will sing of his mercies. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known his faithfulness to all generations. And what was the response of God to that? God said, I have found in my servant, David, my servant, with holy oil. He anointed him afresh. You know, in the East, in those days, You have a visitor, the first thing you do is to anoint that your visitor with oil. That means he's accepting him into his presence anew, afresh. And every of his request is granting them afresh. Look at what God listed there. He will fight his battles for him. He will make his hand to prevail over his enemy. He will strengthen him. The enemy shall not exact upon him, nor the son of wickedness. The son of wickedness afflict him. He will build a hedge of fire, a shield round you, because you praise him. So there is mystery in praise. If you want to win your battles, if you want to be above your enemy, if you want to be victorious in life, all you need to do is just praise God. You know, I have discovered nowadays, I don't ask for much things from God. In fact, if I want to ask for anything, I commit it to the hand of the Holy Spirit. I just pray. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth infirmities, for we know not what to pray for. And truly, I do not know what to pray for. Because if I consider everything that I have to ask from God, I don't think I can finish in a day. So, I don't know what to pray for. All I do, if I have to pray for 1.5 hours, if I have to pray for 2 hours, I will make sure that I praise for 1 hour. I give thanks unto him, maybe for another 15 minutes. I ask for his mercy, maybe for another 15 minutes. In fact, the little time I will spend in asking for anything will be speaking in tongues. The actual prayer I pray for myself is just to give thanks to God. Then my request, I commit it. Holy Spirit, transfer that, translate that to God. Praise the Lord. So David knew this particular secret. And that is why he's a special being before God. Do you know that he's one of those that enjoyed the New Testament in the Old Testament? He enjoyed the New Testament. What we are enjoying now, he enjoyed it in the Old Testament. Because he was always praising God. The Spirit of God was always upon him for him to praise God. Praise the Lord. I pray the Spirit of praising God will reside in you in Jesus' name. Number 2 is your key to supernatural victory. Key to supernatural victory. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from 22 to 23. I'm sure we know that story. When 3 nations gathered against Judah, Moab, Mount Seir, and Edom. Moab, Ammon, and Mount Seir. They gathered against Israel. All that they did was appoint singers. They were singing, praising God. And then before they knew it, one faced the other. They finished themselves. Then the remaining people now faced the third nation. And then they killed themselves. So all that the children of Israel had to do was go to the battlefront and pick the spoils. Just go there and pick whatever is remaining. God will surprise you in Jesus' name. He will give you permanent victory over your enemies in Jesus' name. Thanksgiving is the secret, is the mystery behind our sustenance. Is the mystery behind our sustenance. If you want God to sustain you, if you want your prosperity to continue to flourish, just know how to praise God. Said, if you serve me, if they serve me, they will spend their years in prosperity and their days in plenty. And Psalm 92, verses 13 and 14 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and shall be fat and flourishing. They shall be fat, they shall be flourishing, even in old age, they shall still bring forth fruit. God will not abandon you. It's a mystery behind our sustenance. If you want to be sustained by God, just praise God continually. Praise God nonstop. Number 4, multiplication answers to thanksgiving. If you want multiplication, just praise God. Give thanks to God. Jesus is an example. You know, in John chapter 6, from verse 1 to 13, when a multitude was gathered, and what happened? He wanted to feed them. All he did was carry the loaves of bread and the two fishes and then raise it to God and give thanks to God, and the food was multiplied. So if you want multiplication also, just praise God. I don't know what is it, what exactly you want from God. But God is ready to answer. Just as I said, there is no prayer that God will not answer, except those ones that will be consumed upon our lust, except those ones that we pray amiss. But that you pray to God, God will surely answer you. So if you want multiplication in your life, you are preparing for your exam, you are looking for a job, you are concerned about your stay here in the UK, just go ahead and praise God. Forget about everything that is happening. Something happened to me while I was in Mali. It was an unpalatable experience. A whole, how do I put it? A unit of police under me from Rwanda went and killed a Malian. You know, there was riots. And then, as the riot was on, this guy just faced the Malians that were rioting, fired the first one. The guy was running away, fired again until the man was killed. The Rwandan police that I was overseeing. And, you know, because of law of vicarious liability, so I have to explain, because it behoves me that I should train them to know what to do. But when this situation happened, when this matter, you know, occurred, all I did was praising God. I would wake up in the night for about 3 hours. I would just be praising God. I remember that time I told my wife everything. But by the time I wake up to praise God, my wife would be asking me, is there anything you are not telling me? I said, no, that's just it. I've told you everything. There is a way God works. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 11, verse 3, say, oh, the depth of the judgment of his wisdom. He said, how unsearchable are his judgment and his ways past finding by. You can't know the way of God. There is a way God works. You may think God is not alive to your situation, but God knows where to come in. God knows when to intervene. I was praising and praising and praising and praising. 3 hours every day, I wake up in the night and be praising God. I will dance and dance. Nothing happened. Not knowing that God has a plan for me. God just took me away from that place. And immediately I get back to Nigeria. Immediately I got to Nigeria, I was promoted. But I had a dream while I was, you know, while the thing was ongoing. A dream that I found myself being submerged by something. I was under the ground. But when I resurfaced, I said to myself, but this place is better. This place is good. I like this place more than the other place. But that time I was praising God, it seemed as if God was not hearing at all. As if God was dead to my situation. But by the time I left that place, immediately I left, I was shortlisted for promotion. I was promoted and I was taken to where I was to work. And I was there for 3 years. In fact, what I got, that God gave me when I left that place, was more than what I would have gotten in that place if I had remained there. That is the way God works. You would think God is not there. You would think God has finished with you. Because I remembered when I was processing my visa also, I went to the embassy and they denied me visa to come to UK. I was sad, not knowing that God wanted to take me to a place that I would get money for the programs that I had on ground. Praise the Lord. But I want to let you know also that in not praising God, in not giving glory to God, there are repercussions. One thing we need to realize is that everything that we have is given to us by God. Every good and perfect gift, James chapter 1 verse 17, every good and perfect gift is given to us by God. But the dangers of not giving thanks, Deuteronomy chapter 28, from 37 to 47, there are some curses listed there. 28, 37 to 47. And then in Malachi chapter 2, from verse 1 to 10, Malachi chapter 2, from verse 1 to 10, God said, those people that refuse to give glory back to him, they are cursed already. They are cursed already. He said, we turn their glory to shame. God will not turn your glory to shame in Jesus' name. So we have example of Herod that his glory was turned to shame after people shouting, ah, this is the voice of God. The next thing was that he was eaten by worms. So, brethren, it is good to give thanks to God. It is good to return all glory to God. It is good to make it a habit to always praise God. If you make it a habit, you just discover that anywhere you find yourself, you are giving thanks to God. In any situation you find yourself, you are giving thanks to God. I want us to just bow down our heads. I want us to reflect on all that God has done for us, because I know God must have done one thing or the other for you in the past. Reflect on those things and begin to give thanks unto God for those things. That you are here today is a cause to give thanks to God. Because some people are elsewhere looking for ways by which, you know, to come to this particular country. Some have ended up in Libya being used as slaves. But that is not your portion. Brethren, reflect on all that God has done for you. Reflect on everything that God has done for you. Begin to give thanks unto God. Begin to thank him for his faithfulness, for his love, for his kindness. Thank him because he's good. Thank him because he's kind. Thank him because he has provided for you everything that you have today. He has given you all that you have. He has given you ability. In fact, with your salvation, he has given you ability to do all things. He has strengthened you. There's a rock that is higher than you, that is able to defend you. It's your shield. It's your strength. It's your savior. It's your buckler. It's your exceeding great reward. Give thanks unto him. Give glory unto him of everything that he has done for you. Glorify his holy name this morning. Glorify his wonderful name this morning. For our God is faithful. He's committed to his word. You will serve your years in prosperity. Your days shall be in pleasure if you continue to worship him. Worship God. Worship God in the beauty of his holiness. Magnify him. Magnify him. Magnify him. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name. We lift your name. We lift your name. Lift your name. Everything that you have done for us. Father, we are sorry We're not giving thanks unto you for everything that you have done for us in the past. We have reflected on those things now, and we are saying thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for being our strength. We say thank you. For being our shield, we thank you. For all the victories that you have given to us, we thank you. For provisions, we thank you. For the salvation of our soul, we thank you. For being alive today, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Because we can lift our hands, because we can lift our legs, because we can open our eyes, because we can breathe with our nose, because we can speak with our mouth, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything. As we continue, Father, in this service, continue with us. Put your garment of praise in us, Father, Lord, as we are about to give thanks unto you. We thank you, Father. We glorify your wonderful name, Lord. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.